This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Dakota will be joined by the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin. We've got the best rock band for every letter of the alphabet. But first, time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
What's up, gents? Love the show. Best thing on the radio. Anyway, hook up my stepson, Liam. He's 15 with the dirty Germans. We cannot do that.
Nine.
Yeah, you got to be 18 years old, Dad. He does spend a lot of alone time in his bedroom.
Yeah,
claims
we know.
He's gaming, but I'm not sold on that.
No, he's gaming, yeah.
Thrill Your Bane is the best. Thanks. Lots of love from Dave the Rock Slinger, a.k.a. Uncle Daddy Pig. Coach, you want to give a 15-year-old some advice on playing video games?
I don't play a lot of video games. I will say this, just some life advice at 15. You're not as slick as you think. Do your own laundry.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Yes.
Gentlemen, all the guys turning 31 today. All I want is a big old bong rip. And the Dirty Germans and the Captain talking about their experience smoking the devil's lettuce. Thanks, guys. That from Jake the Podcaster.
Yeah. It's not so much that I smoke the devil's lettuce, but I do enjoy smoking on the tube.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's a weird name for the body parts. The lettuce.
Ooh, well, ahoy there and happy birthday. Oh, the old Capitan and his mascot friends sampling the devil's lettuce. Well, understand that. We kind of have a guaranteed way of getting our hands on it, because as it turns out, when you look under the Jolly Green Giant's guilt, his pubic hair is marijuana, and he doesn't mind tripping it up, packing it into a bowl, and smoking. And I'll tell you, not only do you get high, you get horny, and then you get easy, and that's why he always says, ho, ho, ho. He's describing us. Crunchberries.
Would you smoke from that bowl?
I would.
But Charles, and a special shout out to the Claw Daddy Ted. It's my 35th trip around the great big flaming ball. Want to say thank you guys for making the trips to work easier with all the laughs. Want to give a shout out to Julie, Kayla, Skyler, Carter, Blake, and Faith for being an amazing part of my life and making my birthday great.
You know he left someone off.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Fred's like, what the hell, man?
Can I get the Dirty Germans telling my lady Julie what I want to do tonight with her cake? And Coke Ted telling me how much Coke to put with my Jack. Love you guys, rock on, and keep making the world go round, guys.
Yeah, it's quite simple. He wants to do with his cake what he wants to do with you. Eat it.
Yeah, or, you know, before that, like the cake, you probably need a frosting.
Yeah. Stick your fingers in it.
Ha ha! right, you're drinking Jack and Cokes. How much Coke do you put with it? Well, it's Coca-Cola, zero. All right, be a man. Drink that Coke on the rocks and maybe do some cocaine. I don't know. They sell them in 8-balls. They sell them in grams or ounces, quarters.
Just get some, right?
Yeah, I don't really know outside of an 8-ball.
Cocaine. Get some.
Get some.
Get some.
Your life will be better. For a few hours.
Like 5 minutes. I'd like to give a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Joan, on her birthday. She is the love of my life and the best mother to our two girls, Ella and Mila, or Myla. Mike, I would like a 10-gun salute. Your choice. Thrilled doing his random gunshots and the dirty Germans talking about what it's like to be married to a long-legged blonde Polish woman. Thanks, guys, for making my afternoon just a little bit better while working my tail off on doing fences. That from Jeff.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Ooh. Fish sandwich.
Howie Chestnut.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Uh-oh, look out.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Please clap.
Get. Get. Get.
Yeah, you want to know what it's like with a long-legged Polish blonde whose name is Joan. Yeah, we call her the Joan Bone. It's something we have special for her.
So I wonder how long those legs are, how many times they can wrap around the Polish kibasa.
Yeah, 7 times. It's quite weird, but it's okay when you get used to it.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm riding in to wish my gorgeous wife...
Might you take her to the Black Sea?
Yeah. Riding into a wish my gorgeous wife, Courtney, a very happy birthday. She's the love of my life, the center of my universe, and has given us a genuinely great kid. Courtney is an extremely hardworking apprentice plumber on the cusp of journeying out, who never hesitates to volunteer her precious little time to our union and others. With that said, can I get a Leroy Jenkins and have the dirty Germans talking about plumbing and birthday plans? Love you, Courtney. I thank you guys for your time. That from Andy.
Let's do this. Leroy!
Yeah, I like that this Courtney is into the plumbing. That means she doesn't mind going to places where there is the poop. That is what she'll be doing tonight.
Yeah, so it also means that, you know, whichever it takes, she will check all the pipes. Yeah. Maybe it's one, maybe it's two. I don't know. So fingers are hers.
Emma Chalice, my sister Lisa, turns 50 today. Could Ted and Thrill please give her a little dirty German action? And could you all talk all over each other in honor of her 50th spin around the sun? Thank you, guys. That from the lovely Janet.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. For your 50th spin around the sun tonight, we will do 50 spins ourselves and hopefully not create a sun.
Yeah, I like the idea. It's the 50s, you know, between the two of us. That's at least 4 of the O's. Because it will bring in the mystery guest. It's Mike Hawk.
50th spin around the sun.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I thought it was a pretty friend of mine. Because
it's on Sunday. Take that shelter.
What's amazing to me is how quickly 55 popped up.
And everyone has to do they get rid of all the stuff and they listen.
Freaking weird. Okay, let's see here, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BJ.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. Guys, you were talking about hitchhikers. The Trickler here. Catching up on the Fool Show podcast on the free Odyssey app in New York. I paused it when Miles was talking about someone wanting to hitchhike across the United States. Guys, the OG Trickler did just that. He hitchhiked from Hawaii to Rochester, New York. I asked, how was that possible? He was living in Hawaii, probably a Coast Guard assignment. He paid $6 for a ride from Hawaii to California on a Navy freighter.
All right.
Then hitched from there to Rochester across Route 66. I'm guessing it was 1963 or 64. He said he had very fond memories of that trip. Later, Bacholas, and love you. That from the Trickler. My dad is the OG Trickler, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. One more. Gentlemen, listening to the podcast on the Odyssey app last night, heard you guys are wondering why people can't make a goddamn pot of coffee the right way. Or they think they're masterminds making office coffee the right way. Of course, I thought that I can add to the confusion. This will blow your mind. We just got one of these in our employee lounge, a liquid coffee dispenser. Throw out the old-style leaky and messy coffee that VD was bitching about and get one of these. It is the Bun LCA2 Liquid Coffee Dispenser. Fresh hot coffee, any time of day, no making coffee. Grab a cup, pull the spout, mixes hot coffee right in front of you, no waiting, has an bag-in-box capacity, nobody messes with it, no leaks, no mess. It is a coffee vending machine, but this one is actually good. You got to get one. I think I just found one for home, and they are available. If you want to get on Amazon and pick one of these bad boys up, it's kind of what they look like right here. So they look like one of the industrial
ones,
which you might see at a hotel or whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
But I think we get enough coffee drinkers in here where that thing would work. We used to have a coffee machine, but the coffee sucked.
Yeah.
We did, but no one had crap in their mouth.
Correct. And then with the pandemic and stuff, with there's just not as many people. People work from home, so I think they just got rid of it.
Yeah, they did.
And there's only a few of us that drink it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, a quick check on Mike Hogg at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study is warning that psychopaths are more attractive.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Have you... Yeah.
Like, wasn't that Ted Bundy's whole thing?
Pretty much.
I don't know if he counts charming. As a psychopath. I mean, he's a murderer, but...
I think that counts.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fair call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you don't like it. What's that movie? American Psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's a good-looking man. I watched that the other day. That movie is dark, but I love it.
I just can't get into it, dude. I have watched it 3 different times at 3 different points in my life, and
really?
I still just can't do it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's not a pick-me-up.
No, it is not. No, it is not. The Huey Lewis scene's great, though.
Oh, so would Genesis. Yeah.
Say what now?
Genesis.
Genesis, all right.
Yeah.
There's a couple musical scenes.
Yeah, there is. Newark air traffic is suffering a staffing crisis, reporting one agent handling upwards of 180 flights all by themselves.
And keep in mind, their computers keep going down.
Yeah. Don't fly into Newark.
No, absolutely do not, man.
I'm just going to put that on there right now. If you can, avoid it, do.
Yeah.
The computer keeps shutting down, and then they don't want to tell anyone that it's shutting down. And then you have, like you said, one dude is responsible for, on average, 180 flights.
Right.
In one of the busiest airspaces in the world.
That is ridiculous.
If your stuff's already not working, like, I get that things go wrong, and I get that you don't want to take the PR hit to where people no longer fly into your airport. But when you start trying to hide that from me, now I for sure don't ever want to go back to your airport.
Yeah, it's a federal thing. I mean, it's not Newark Airport. That's the one who's getting hit with it, but it's like, yo, this is a federal thing. It's right. Like, you know, the FAA, right?
I mean, exactly. That's... apparently, if you sit too much, your brain could be shrinking, even if you regularly exercise.
So if you're super smart, sit down more and stop annoying people.
Yeah.
Get dumb.
So even if you're exercising?
Yeah.
I mean, some people can't help it. They sit at a desk at an office.
Exactly.
And they're stupid.
I don't know why I'm annoyed.
They need to switch to that exercise ball instead of a chair.
There you go.
Works the abs. Like, it really kind of gets
that thing. The standing desk?
Yeah, damn right. That's how you
so
really
change. So with an exercise ball, like, you're still getting dumber, but you have a great core.
Correct. That's all it is.
Wow.
You become Ryan Lochte.
I was about to say, there's a lot of dumb people with great core.
He's about the dumbest.
My core is more like a Ben and Jerry's core.
Nice.
Some caramel delicious in there.
German researchers have conducted a study and concluded that people exposed to 5G radiation, even at 10 times the legal exposure limit, suffered no harmful changes to their skin cells.
All right, good.
Yeah.
I remember when everybody freaked out about that, when we got the 5G towers and how it was going to mutate everybody.
Yeah, they say that about everything.
Like, what?
The microwave was going to mutate you. Your television was going to mutate you. Regular landline phones are going to mutate
you. Movie theater popcorn. I mean, I do think there is something. Like, I try to keep my cell phone out of my pocket as much as I can. And, like, when I'm at home, I always talk on speaker.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I hate having that thing up next to my ear.
You still avoid the x-ray machine when you're going through the airport?
Nah, it just takes too long. I used to, they would get so mad.
Can I do the x-ray? Can I do that?
Yeah, the opt out. Then I just remember one point, this guy was just giving me the business, and I was like, what? It's an option.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nothing you want to do it, but it's an option.
Right, and that's what scared me, was there was a doctor behind me, and he goes, I would never do that.
Right.
Like, Jesus.
All right. Good news, researchers found no banned performance enhancers in U.S. meats that could trigger a positive doping test in athletes.
Well, then why am I eating meat?
Right. Damn it, I want to get buff.
That's exactly.
Yes. I mean, good news. I think that's bad news for the athletes.
Well, that excuse is gone.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. It was just in some steak that had steroids in it.
Wasn't there somebody that got banned? Like, I was eating Mexican bologna.
Is that what it was?
Something. It was like Mexican meat and it has higher whatever.
Huh.
I'm with Miles, though. I still want to try the Mexican bologna.
Right. Steve, did you have any when we were on break?
I did not, man.
Come on, man.
I totally spaced out. I'm like, I just want to eat it to see what the deal is, right?
Also, full disclosure, like a few weeks ago, I bought some bologna.
Okay.
And I said, I watch these guys. I'm
black market bologna.
I'm going to fry it up and put it on a sandwich.
All right.
It, man, I threw it out.
It just wasn't good?
No.
It's still bologna. I don't know. I just got it in my head that I was like, this is going to be good.
Are you supposed to cook it like a grilled cheese, or do you just cook the meat and then put it on the sandwich?
I saw a guy online. He was always grilling it or whatever. He said, you could do it at home and just, you know, put a little slice in it and fry it up. And I was like, all right. Maybe it'll be like Taylor ham. And then I was like, yeah, it just tastes like bologna.
Damn.
I mean, there's a reason I probably haven't had bologna since I was in, you know, middle school.
But sometimes you got to remind yourself, like, that's right. I don't need bologna.
It's just a giant hot dog.
I mean, I did that with the Twinkie. Yeah. I loved Twinkies as a kid. Then, as an adult, there was a Twinkie at the cash register. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to grab one of these. And I had this full expectation of reliving this childhood glory, and it was absolute garbage.
One of the biggest letdowns, man, because same thing when I was a kid. I loved Twinkies. They were my favorite treat, and then I had one not terribly long ago. Like, damn it, it didn't hold up.
Awful.
Yeah, no. It didn't hold up. It would change something. I think I grew up.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some of those things. So, and some things, I'm going to say to admit it, as you get older, it's almost like, this is too sweet.
Yeah, yes. That's it, right?
Yes.
Like when I made peanut butter and jelly as a kid, much more jelly than peanut butter. Now, much more peanut butter than jelly.
Sticking with food, in the latest hard-hitting development, scientists in Mexico have created a tortilla for people that don't have a fridge.
Okay. Well, they're on the shelf when you buy them.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought the same thing.
I never put my tortillas in the fridge.
Fridge. You sell them unrefrigerated. It doesn't matter when you open it. Like, nothing has
corn,
changed.
Corn, flour, both.
I think mission beat you to it, guys.
just say that. Man. I don't know. That seems odd. Like, your tortillas are in the fridge?
We're solving problems.
Por qué?
New research on flamingos has just been published that discovered an interesting method of trapping prey by creating tiny tornadoes in the water with their beaks.
Damn.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Until they get them shrimp.
Damn right. And that's what made me think.
Is it shrimp?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was like krill.
There's also algae. There's, you know, they eat little insects and whatnot, but yeah, it's a lot of
the flamingos?
Things. Yeah.
I still kind of want to eat. I want to eat a flamingo.
That's how they get their color.
They are the
they
pros,
said they
man.
Turn pink
they
because
the
of their
pros.
Diet. We're like, yeah.
We should all take notes. Teach me your ways.
Oh,
flamingo.
Shrimp? Nah, man, I got a selfish allergy.
I'm still pink, though.
You know what I'm saying.
Brine shrimp.
Yes.
All right.
That's what we call it. But that made me wonder, what else don't I know about these flamingos?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
You're lame.
10 fabulous facts about flamingos. Who cares about a bird that looks like a vulture got dressed up to go to the prom?
How about a few birds that are actually beneficial for your backyard? Let's start with the nuthatch. They feed primarily on insects in the summer, protecting your vegetable garden from unwelcome guests. Then there's the swallow. Name says it all. They eat bugs. Barn swallows can eat up to 60 insects an hour. Guess you could call them deep throat. And finally, titmice. They gobble up the pesky bugs invading your yard and look damned adorable doing it. I'll say.
Thank you, VD.
We call those minis.
Because yeah, you can control the birds that come in your yard. Yeah. I'm the bird whisperer.
Yeah. So these are some fun facts about flamingos. Did you guys know that there's only...
Say that fast.
Fun facts about flamingos.
Flamingo, fun facts.
How many species of flamingo do you guys think that there are?
Jesus, I'm one.
In my mind, one, but I'm going to say seven.
Two.
Six.
Oh, it's close.
Although it might be difficult to tell them apart, there are six different species of flamingos. Racist.
Six, what makes them different?
Six species are greater flamingo, lesser flamingo.
Lesser. Damn, dude.
Oh. Come on. Chilean flamingo. Sure. Indian flamingo. James's flamingo.
All right, James, what were you into?
I can't believe my buddy James never told me he had a flamingo.
Caught him with my wife.
James's flamingo can also be called the Puna flamingo. Oh. And then you have either the American or Caribbean flamingo.
What about? Shaman!
I like that. The greater flamingo consumes small fish.
There you go.
What is the lesser flamingo?
Shrimp.
Whatever's left.
Right.
Flamingos are known for spending most of their time on one leg. Does anybody know why?
I have no idea why.
It's common for some birds to stand on one leg, but for flamingos, it is a must. They lose heat through their feet and legs due to living in the wetlands. So as a way to keep warm, they only stand on one leg. So they only got one that's chilling out in the water over there, and then they'll switch.
That's what evolution gave him. Instead of sweat glands, just balance on one foot.
Right. I got one shoe.
Maybe get out of the damn water.
Right, there's that.
A flamingo's neck is comprised of a lot of bones. How many bones do you think are in a flamingo's neck?
11.
64.
64, 11.
50. Mouse.
19. Ted, you were the closest without going over. This is the main reason for their ability to move their neck so much. Having 19 bones creates a lot of flexibility, which is needed for survival. Having flexibility means that they can reach down to the water and food sources. Get on down now and reach far back to their feathers for cleaning.
Mm. Can you imagine what? You walk in, he's on one leg, neck cranked, and like, damn,
hey,
bro.
Hey, girl.
how many bones do you think a giraffe has in its neck?
Ooh.
This is what's mind-blowing. She said they had, 11?
These guys have 19. I'm going to say that giraffes have 26.
Seven.
They have seven bones.
They have
bones.
The same number as a human being.
How big are those damn vertebrae,
They
dude?
Must be massive.
Jeez. Back to flamingo facts. Different species of flamingo have different beaks. The lesser, James's and Andean flamingos. James's flamingo. They have a beak referred to as a deep-keeled bill.
It's like that.
Due to their shape, these flamingos mostly only eat algae. Greater Chilean and American flamingos have what we call shallow-keeled bills. This means that their diet is slightly different from the others as they can slurp up insects, invertebrates, and, like Ted said, small fish.
All right.
The bend halfway down the flamingo's leg. That is not their knee. That's their ankle.
Damn.
Halfway down?
Yes. When you look at a flamingo, you may think that the notch that it's in its leg there is like an elbow or a knee. But no, it is in fact an ankle. So this means that from the ankle down are the flamingo's feet, which also means that half of the flamingo's legs are actually toes.
Isn't that a cankle?
When a flamingo...
Big ass.
Well, they're not cankles because they're so skinny
they're
and
small.
Weird looking.
Yeah, that's true.
When a flamingo is on its feet, it's essentially standing on the tip of its toes. There's a joint toward the bottom of the foot, which we might think looks like an ankle, but it's essentially more like a knuckle. It's easier to see in chicks as they are still developing.
Yeah, look at my chick knuckles.
So they actually have legs that are designed a lot like ours. It's just where that ankle bend is all the way down there.
Okay. I'm almost starting to feel bad for flamingos, man.
When flamingos fly, they don't tuck their legs. So they just look like this goober.
Oh my God.
Hang on, dude. My legs are behind me.
Take a look, ladies.
Most birds have small legs compared to their body size, so we really don't notice when their legs where their legs go when they fly, and it's common for birds to tuck their legs close to their bodies when they fly, thereby becoming more streamlined. However, flamingos do the complete opposite. They lengthen their legs and keep them out straight when in flight, giving the bird better balance and making them more aerodynamic. And they look goofy.
They look very stupid.
Fun facts about flamingos. Flamingos mostly lay one large egg once a year.
Really?
Yes. A flamingo will reach its sexual maturity anywhere between 3 to 6 years old. Once a flamingo becomes fertile, it'll only mate and nest once a year. Flamingos use mud, stones, and feathers to build their nests for laying. When flamingos mate, they will only fertilize and lay one egg. Eggs usually weigh between 1/4 pound to 1/3 pound, and it'll take around 27 to 31 days for the offspring to hatch.
So they have sex once a year, that's it.
So it's kind of like a penguin. Because same thing. They only...
Right, mate for life.
Yeah. Well, no, they just find one guy. They're just like, hey, let's just pop one out. I don't want to take care of six or four, man. I just want one. Having an irrational phobia of flamingos accounts for 1 in every 300 people.
Wow, 300?
Yes,
that seems awfully high.
It really does.
Most, it's a flamingo.
Let's see. Also known as who? Phenicopterus phobia. The fear of flamingos occurs every 1 out of 300 people. The main features that people find terrifying are their eyes, as they're red or yellow and have a tiny bead-like black pupil in the center. And you can actually really see them. They're one of the bigger birds that you can actually see their eyes.
I could never work as a therapist.
Get over it.
No, I mean, if you told me, hey, man, listen, I know it sounds irrational. I have a fear of flamingos. There is no way I would not burst out laughing.
Another feature that people find uncanny.
Is there a flamingo in here in the room right now?
Another feature that people find uncanny is their super skinny, mechanical-like legs.
Yeah.
Most cartoon flamingos are cute, fluffy, and fun-looking, but real-life flamingos have more demonic look with piercing eyes. And
out there looking like Chet Holmgren with those skinny legs. Yeah. He's got really skinny legs, man.
The oldest flamingo on record. We know how long parrots live. How long do you think the oldest recorded flamingo was?
So you said 3 to 6 years before they hit sexual maturity. So yep. 25 years.
25. Ted.
I'll say 40.
40. Mouse.
30.
83 years old.
Jesus.
In 2014, Adelaide Zoo in Australia put to sleep their eldest flamingo, and even then, it was still going strong. It was doing its own thing.
Why did they put it down?
Due to complications with his old age and arthritis. My ankles don't work anymore.
I mean, look, I don't know. It's really, we do it with animals. You better do it with a person.
Right.
And her father's like, man, I got bad arthritis. We're putting him down.
Put him down. That thing arrived at the zoo in 1933, and they put him down in 2014.
Wow. You think they got sick of it at some point?
This doggone bird saw a world war. Right. It saw so much crap go on, dude. Holy cow. And then I will leave you with this final fun fact about flamingos. It is a national bird. Do we know where it is the national bird of?
Florida.
Not a bad call. It should be. But no, national bird, Miles.
Cuba.
Cuba, you're in the right Brazil. Area. Brazil, Mr. Hill. Nah.
Jamaica.
The Bahamas.
Damn it.
Bahamian flamingos.
Jama.
There you go.
Bring the ribbon. I need my pink.
Explains why they're always wearing shorts.
Yes.
Num, 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 num. An Amazon driver in L.A. is out of a job for making multiple deliveries at one home, Miles.
What kind of deliveries were they making there?
Sorry, I'm out at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting. Yes, indeed. And today we toast 34-year-old Jessenia Ezell of Gulfport, Mississippi. Now, this past Sunday, 9:30 at night, she entered the Dollar General store with a gun and demanded money. Again, she robbed a Dollar General. But she got into a fight with a very unimpressed employee, but she did manage to escape with what they're saying is an undisclosed amount of cash. I'm sure it was dozens upon dozens of dollars. Anyway, later that night, officers, they were on the scene investigating the incident when her honoree returned to ask the cops if they found her cell phone that she dropped during the fight she'd been in when she was robbing the place earlier. To no one's surprise, she was arrested for armed robbery.
Jesus.
She came back. Cops are there. She's like, hey, yeah, listen, I was here earlier in a fight when I was stealing cash at gunpoint. Did you find my phone? They're like, we didn't, but we're going to go ahead and arrest you. And again, Mike, No extra charge for being stupid.
Not at all.
I really
can
feel
I use
like
your phone to try to call mine?
Hey, yeah, call, here's my number. There it is, yeah.
Jesus. That's unbelievable.
It is. I know people do stupid stuff on social media and post like, I just stole this money. But to physically go back, see the cops there, and then ask the cops if they found your phone because you dropped it in a fight while you were trying to rob the store that they're investigating. It's like, my God. Like, taser!
Did they have it?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.